Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning. We're going to talk about physical fitness. America is an obese nation, and billions of dollars are spent each year in an almost fruitless effort to shed pounds. Both of my guests this morning are certified physical fitness trainers and have been dedicated to physical fitness for many, many years. They are a father and daughter team and are in great physical shape. So this morning, how to get in the best shape of your life here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Joining me this morning is Minister Robert Robinson, owner and trainer of Zion Fitness. Minister Robinson has been involved in physical fitness for many, many years and has helped a great number of people achieve their physical fitness goals. Also joining me this morning is his lovely daughter, Alyssa Robinson, who is also a certified personal trainer and manager at Zion Fitness. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Minister Robinson, I haven't seen you in a while, and you are secluded up in the hills of Concord somewhere.
Yeah. In a quiet place.
Yeah. And Alyssa,
yes.
I'm so glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you too.
How's everything?
It's going real good.
I feel a little guilty. Both of you guys are in shape and I'm sitting here with a gut. I am so glad to see you guys. I wanted to talk about fitness for quite some time. And,
right. You
know, one of the interesting things about being 200 and plus pounds, see, I won't say the official weight because then you look at me like, okay, this guy is really crazy.
He's really messing up.
Yeah. But I wanted to have a discussion about this because we are an obese nation.
Yes.
And I wanted to try to figure out how, in terms of my audience, how we can get in shape, what are the methods of getting in shape, the dieting and all of that. But before we get into that, talk about and tell us about Zion Fitness.
Well, Zion Fitness was birthed back in Jersey. Mm-hmm. It was when I was basically at the age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
Right before, in the summertime, I would work out with my right now brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
My wife right now used to live 3 houses down. So in the summertime when her brother came home from school, because he ran track for Bates University,
mm-hmm.
He would have us work out. And really, that's when I really began to realize fitness was very important.
You are in incredible shape.
I try to be.
Yeah.
I try to be.
Man, I feel good. I feel like doing push-ups right now. Just because.
No. Give me 15. Then we'll give you a reprieve and get back down to 15 more.
Do not punish me. So the impetus behind you becoming involved in Zion Fitness was really birthed out of, in your younger days, being fit and getting involved in sports activities.
Yeah, it was very important. Sports was something that helped me develop not just physically but also mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And also to be able to survive in sports, you got to be in shape.
Yeah.
You got to take care of your body in order to do well. Those are the things that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what's important is that your body's in shape, not only physically but also mentally.
Yeah. And Alyssa, why did you get involved?
It's a family thing.
Yeah. Genetics, because both of you in shape.
You're born and raised into this family that eating healthy and being physically active is important.
Mm-hmm.
When we were younger, our snacks were apples and peanut butter and celery with raisins on.
That's punishment.
But it was good. I mean, we got our treats here and there, and there were specific days, but I was raised into it. So we were raised knowing the importance of being healthy and physically fit.
So ice cream and cakes?
We got it.
Yeah, but it was, you know,
It was on the weekend.
Oh, special Lord. Days. Punishing the kids. Now, there are a bevy, a plethora of fitness shops in Charlotte and particularly in the nation.
Yeah.
But what are the distinguishing characteristics between Zion Fitness and what we see out here?
I think what we do, I can only speak to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of it is it's important that we, as Zion Fitness, we not only deal with your body,
mm-hmm.
we deal with your mind, body, and spirit,
yeah.
because those
yeah.
things are very important. You can't disconnect the mind from the body. You can't disconnect the spirit from the body.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we are spiritual driven, and that's important for us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
for us to deal with our clients, they have to deal with all three facets of the body,
right.
the mind, body, and spirit. You can't deal with just one of them. You have to deal with all three.
Now, as a personal trainer, you have an opportunity to really become intimately involved in people's lives. Talk a little bit about the experience of being a personal trainer. Start with you, Alyssa.
I've had clients that came in, say, one in particular, her father passed away,
mm-hmm.
and then her mother passed away. And she was dealing with drug issues, and I didn't know it at the time, but she was just really, really, really down.
Mm-hmm.
She started training with me, and maybe a year later, she became saved. She got off the drugs and everything else. And when I say she is gung-ho, Christian, radical for Christ,
mm-hmm.
it's that. And it wasn't just about getting physically fit. It was about her spiritual side as well. She didn't know God and didn't have a connection to why she felt the way she felt.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not just about you being overweight and it just being, I'm overweight because I eat too much. And maybe because you have an emotional issue
yeah. right.
on top of that.
Right.
And that's where the spiritual side comes in. A lot of fitness places don't deal with why you're, the reason why you're doing it. They just want to fix, say, oh, we need to fix your eating. Mm-hmm. Or we need to fix the fact that you're not physically active. But sometimes you need to find the underlying root of why are you eating what you're eating?
Yes.
And why are you not being physically active?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that plays a big part. And it changes our lives in turn, too.
Right.
It's not just about our clients. We actually, you know, we get uplifted and help with our clients. Well.
Now, is this something that you're taught because you guys are certified? So is this something you're taught to be able to identify those particular characteristics that cause people to want to overeat and those kind of things?
In school, they teach you the psychology part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
They help you address some issues, say, with sports and athletes. It doesn't go so deep as a psychologist. I think you just have to be connected to who your clients are and really care
yeah.
about what you do.
Yeah,
Some people don't. We really want to get invested in your life. We tell our clients all the time, you step into this studio, we love you.
Yeah.
We care about you. Your issues mm-hmm. are my issues, and we want to deal with it.
Now, I do want the audience to know that years ago, I published a newspaper called Faith and Works. And Minister Robinson, one of the things that you did back then when we were in Jersey mm-hmm. is you had a column in the newspaper.
Absolutely.
And there was a woman, and for some reason, I can't remember her name. She used to work with my wife.
Yeah.
Do you realize she lost a tremendous amount of weight? She got a gastric overpass.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? Gastric
bypass.
Yeah, bypass. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. She got that, but some of the things that you talked about in those old articles
Absolutely.
Really helped her make the decision that she actually has to change.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. I think what's important is that we need to understand is that when someone comes to us, it's not about what Alyssa said. It's not only about your outside, but it's about your inside.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people come to us because of their self-esteem. They have self-esteem issues.
Yeah.
So, and that's where the spiritual side come in. Especially as a minister, you got to be able to see that. And you got to be able to sit down with your client, not necessarily to deal with their body, but also to deal with their spiritual and mental issues,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
to be able to see that. And so that's what we do, and that's what my daughter does. We be able to sit down with someone and to say, listen, let's deal with the stuff on the inside before we start dealing with the stuff on the outside, because
right.
you can look good on the outside
yeah.
and still feel ugly on the inside.
Right, right, right. Wow. Now, our nation is spending $60.9 billion a year on diet products.
Hmm.
$60.9 billion, that's a lot of money.
Hmm.
But we are still having a problem with obesity. Why?
Because diets don't work.
So
just that simple.
It doesn't. They don't work.
Okay, let me just go home
work.
And throw the pills away. It's just, it's done.
Diets don't work. And then on top of that, the thing of it is, people don't really want to put in the hard work.
Yeah.
They think they can get this really fixed pill and just fix it. when really what really works is really hard work and determination. Mm-hmm. And because you put in that work and be disciplined, it's easier to keep because you put in the work and the hard work because you know what it takes to do that.
Right.
So when you just pop a pill, it's so easy to just stop popping a pill and then go back to your same weight. And when you're just up and down, your weight is fluctuating, and which is really not good for your heart.
Right.
But when you put in that hard work every day, that discipline, then you know what it really takes to stay in shape, to do what's necessary. And what's important for us is not necessarily to keep a client, but to invest in a client and pour into them so when they leave us, they have the tools they need to make sure they don't get back to where they were.
Now, Alyssa, there's a huge marketing campaign. You're talking $60 billion. They are advertising ad nauseum. So how do you navigate around the idea of what they're seeing on television? Because it literally looks like they're offering a magic pill. How do you navigate that if you're someone who is overweight and they want to desperately lose that weight, but they are barraged by the marketing campaign?
You have to give them examples of, say, the things that don't work. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see on the commercials that they go from maybe 300 pounds and now they're 150, and it seems like it happened all overnight. But the thing about it is, that's temporary.
Yeah.
If you don't do the work behind it, it doesn't stay. So even if, say, you get a gastric bypass or, say, you go get liposuction, if you don't do the work to maintain it, it'll all come
back. Yeah, because our Governor Christy Whitman, I mean, oh, did I say Whitman?
Yeah.
Governor Christy just had it was revealed this week that he had a gastric bypass.
Yeah,
so even if he does that and he is still eating those Krispy Kreme donuts, he's going to have a problem.
Absolutely.
And I've seen it a number of times.
Yeah.
It will come back slowly and it'll come back viciously when it comes back. I've known people who have gotten it done and then months later or years later, I need to come back and work out with you because the weight's back.
So it really is about the lifestyle change.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about processed foods, because it appears that that is a major contributor to obesity in this country.
Absolutely.
And it's simply cheaper to buy the processed foods. Mm-hmm. But there are some health risks there. Talk a little bit about that.
In fact, that's the ugly thing behind people who are, first of all, who gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at where those who live in a more poor neighborhood, they have the places where you can go to the supermarket. But the reality of it is the food that you need to eat is too expensive to buy.
Now, I don't live in a poor neighborhood, and the food that I need to eat, it's expensive.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing. You, as a person who can't afford to eat right, you have no choice but to eat the processed foods.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive. And if you look at a lot of our neighborhoods, even where I live at, I don't live in a poor neighborhood.
No.
But in my area, we don't have a Whole Foods. We don't have a place that we can go to and buy food that's good for us, food that's not processed.
Yeah.
And processed foods is one of the main contributors of obesity in this country.
Yeah. So how do you navigate that? I mean, if you have a family, you know, I have a family of five, and it is extremely expensive to buy the foods that we know. You know, I understand organic food has its benefits. There's some issues with organic foods, but the point is these foods are expensive, and you're left to wonder, why do we pump so much into the processed food, and we give tax breaks to companies that process processed foods as opposed to organic foods? Talk a little bit about that.
I think we have to remember, first off, that it's a big business.
Yeah.
Even, say, the government with their food charts and everything, they're linked to the businesses because it's all a big business. And what we do, we go to the foods that are readily available to us. So, say, like the towns or the cities who are low income, the corner stores are there, the McDonald's are there. You go to what you know and what's readily available. And we're not educated on the things that we can do to make it inexpensive. There are farmers markets everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
And we don't know about farmers markets, especially the black community, because we weren't taught to go to a farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get your fruits, your vegetables, your meat, your eggs, your cheese, everything that you need at a farmer's market.
So
you're supporting the local farmers that are not doing that great and that are not supported by the government for big business. You can help them out and also help your family out as well. You can save so much money by going to a farmer's market as opposed to going to your grocery store. Mm. And even at the grocery store, look into the circulars and find what's on sale. Mm-hmm. Don't just go out and buy those chicken breasts or those expensive things because you heard it was good. Look into the circulars, find what's on sale, and then govern your meals for the week off of what's on sale. Mm-hmm.
And this is the conversation that you're having with your clients.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, how do you tame those cravings for sugar and starch? Because I see a nice piece of chocolate cake, and it's like, it's on.
it's interesting you say that. Me and my wife were sitting there last night, and we were looking at Dr. Oz, and they were talking about how do you tame the sugar craves? And one of the things he talked about was, you know, having your walnuts in the morning and having celery and having garlic at night. And those are the things that cut down on your craving of sugar. Mm-hmm. And what happens with sugar transfers into your body holding water. Mm-hmm. So what happens is, what's important is that because we eat those things, we don't understand that we're really destroying our body.
Yeah.
We're not telling our clients not to eat any sugar, but we're trying to say just cut down on it. And there are some foods that you can eat to crave that appetite for sugar is concerned.
Well, my brother-in-law is in town, and I learned yesterday, and I'll reveal some of the other conversation that we had, but he carries around garlic cloves, and he actually sucks and eats garlic cloves.
Absolutely.
Like, what the heck?
and it cuts down on sugar.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
See, that's sugar craving.
Yeah.
But, you know, your breath might not be strong too, but it works.
Now, there are a number of diseases and ailments that are born out of having a poor diet, most notably diabetes, high blood pressure, and stress. Is there something in the food that contributes to this?
Actually, Ron, the reality of it is that...
Or is it just the diet itself?
It's not always the diet.
Okay.
It's usually genetic.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is with the food, it just acerbates it. It just allows it to come on even worse.
Yeah, yeah.
The reality of it is because our genetics, especially in the Black community, there some of us really have no choice that we're going to get diabetes. We're going to get high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to understand is that your diet and the things you do as far as exercise can control it and knock those things down.
But we don't understand that mitigating those diseases requires hard work.
Absolutely.
That means, again, you replace the pork back with maybe some turkey.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Our taste buds are so geared towards what we already know,
yeah.
what we've been taught. But when you actually get the healthier stuff and the fresh stuff, you realize how much better it tastes.
Mm. Yeah.
And how fresher it is once you actually start eating healthy.
Well, as you know, I weaned myself off of table salt, and I found some salt substitutes, garlic, cayenne pepper, mm-hmm. and some red crushed peppers, and I use that in place of the salt.
Yeah,
talk a little bit about how salt is a major contributor to some of the diseases that we're experiencing.
We loaded on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, everything.
Before we even taste the food.
Before
yeah.
we taste the food, we add salt, we add the ketchup, we add all types of condiments that have the sugar in it
mm-hmm.
before you even taste it. We don't even know what things taste like anymore.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So we put all this salt into our body, which helps bring on the heart disease, which helps bring on the diabetes with the sugar, and we don't even know what the food tastes like anymore.
Yeah.
If you cut back on that alone, you will see a major difference in your health and in your weight.
Yeah, mm. yeah. Now talk a little bit about growth hormones and the impact cattle that's induced with growth hormones. How does that impact the body?
It's scary. You'll see nowadays, say, girls who are maturing faster, mm-hmm. and kids who are maturing faster. Each generation, things seem to be happening quicker and quicker and quicker, and it's because of what we eat and what's in our food.
Now, I did read an article which was fascinating, and I pulled a portion of it. It says, there are 6 different kinds of steroid hormones that are currently approved by FDA for use in food production in the U.S. Now, it's hard to pronounce some of these words. Estradiol, progesterone, testosterone, Zuranol, trebolone, acetate, estradiol, and progesterone. Now, I'm having a difficult time. And I'll say, if you're having a difficult, you see, banana, you can say banana. Yeah, you can say cranberry. Yeah. But trying to pronounce progesterone, and but these are female sex hormones that are actually being pumped into our cattle.
And our little girls are maturing much faster. But they need to.
We
always tell our clients, if you can't say it, if you can't pronounce it, if it's on a label, you have no business eating.
In fact, Ron, there's a good book that I read years ago. It's called What Would Jesus Eat? Mm-hmm. The author, I believe his name is Don Calbert, but it's a very good book. Mm-hmm. And it has diets in there. Not diets, and let me not say diet because that's the bad word. That's like a cuss word in the fitness industry. But a certain lifestyle of eating.
Yeah.
Of course, you're not going to eat like that every day. Mm-hmm. But the reality of it is, what Jesus ate is what we eat now. It's just that there's some things he didn't eat.
Right.
No, he didn't eat a lot of beef, because beef was for those who had a lot of money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you look in the Old Testament with Daniel, when Daniel was in exile, he was made to eat from the king's table, but he would not eat it. So what happened was, later on, when the king looked at Daniel and his friends as opposed to his own men who ate from the king's meat, he saw that Daniel and his men were fat. Not that they were fat heavy, but they were fat. They looked healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So eating the right things, just eating the right stuff, will help you lose weight. And really, don't have your people saying, well, he said not to be working out, but you need to work out. Eating the right stuff will make you lose weight, even if you don't work out.
Right. Now, my brother-in-law is in town, and he mentioned, and he's in great shape. I was like, God, man, I feel guilty. But he talked a little bit about, and it was startling to me. He said something about during the slaughtering process of cows or whatever, you know, cattle, that the stress that cow experiences during that slaughtering process is encapsulated in the cells.
Absolutely.
And that we're actually eating stress.
Yes.
I couldn't believe that. Is that true?
That's absolutely true.
Wow.
Absolutely true. The thing of it is that even in that book I was just talking about, if you're going to eat meat, eat free range.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is because it's how they prepare it. That what you do to that animal is everything you do to that animal. You're eating that.
Yeah, yeah.
The stress, the pain, you're eating all that. So basically, that's going into your body.
Wow.
You know, that old saying, you are what you eat.
It's true.
Is true.
So when I'm angry, I blame it on the cow. The cow was angry. I ate the cow.
No, you just angry. Right. You just an angry black man.
Yeah, let's talk a little, because we're running out of time. This really goes quickly. Talk about the benefits, the real benefits of an exercise program.
You feel good. Mm-hmm. You feel really, you have more energy. You feel good. And you feel good, not when you feel good about yourself, you start to look good.
Yeah.
You start to dress better. And it helps in your life and in your stress. You deal with issues a lot more. I find that when my clients come in stressed and you work out, they leave there and they feel like my problems and my stress mm-hmm. have been gone away because you work it out.
Now, mm-hmm. how do you incorporate a good workout program into a busy lifestyle?
You have to find the time. You find time for what you want to do.
Absolutely. You found time to eat that cake.
You found time to eat that cake. You're going to find time to work out.
You find time to look at Scandal.
Exactly. If you can sit for 30 minutes.
You've been reading my Facebook.
If you can sit in front of the TV for 30 minutes, you can work out for 30 minutes. I have a client that comes to the studio at 4:45 in the morning.
Wow.
To work out. There is always time to do it.
Now, when recommending a good exercise program, do you obviously you assess their individual needs. Mm-hmm. So what goes into putting together the program itself, and how do you instruct those clients to follow that program?
When we do an assessment, we sit down and talk about your past working out, where you are right now, what you're mm-hmm. doing, and what's going on in your life. And then we ask you what your goals are.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make your goals realistic. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to work out 7 days a week. if you're not working out at all, you realistically going from not working out at all to 7 days a week, that's a big jump.
I don't work out 7 days a week.
Right. Which leads to this. When you're gauging weight loss, mm-hmm. we understand that that is one indicator that, you know, they are following the lifestyle. Are there any other indicators to suggest that they're actually on the road to recovery, if you will?
Well, I think one of the indicators is I think their language begins to start to change to you may have some clients who may come in at first and say stuff like, this is going to be hard work. And it's not really positive language. And what we want to do is instill in them very positive language, mm-hmm. and saying that you can do this. It's possible. If there are a lot of people who do this every day, and if they can do it, you can do it too. But not only do we say that, but we also say that which is possible, impossible with you, is possible with God.
Right, right.
And what we want to do is we want to be able to connect them with God and let them know that if you attach yourself to God, those things that you ask for and that you're leaning for, especially your health, those things are possible. So it is in your language. So if you speak it, those things will come to fruition, mm-hmm, because, mm-hmm. again, there's power in the tongue.
We have just about 2 minutes left in the show. Talk a little bit about the body mass index and how a good exercise program can bring those numbers to healthy levels.
Well, if we talk about body mass index, far as black people are concerned,
that's a whole nother conversation.
I'm zipping up my jacket
because
now.
Because our body types are much different,
yeah.
than with our Caucasians. Mm-hmm. They're much different. That's why what doctors have problems with, especially with women, because our women are much curvy, mm-hmm. than the Caucasian women. So when you talk about body mass index, we don't go so much on body mass index. Mm-hmm. We go with percentage when it comes to women,
right?
Because when you're talking about percentage with women and weight, you know, women are so concerned with their weight. We just tell them, listen, how your clothes are fitting, how do you feel, mm-hmm. Are your pants feeling looser? That's what's important. Well, that's our conversation, especially with black women.
Yeah. Now, you also do massage therapy.
Absolutely,
it's a vital part of your program. What are the benefits of massage therapy?
The benefits of massage therapy is, by the way, my wife does massage therapy.
Oh, okay, okay.
And Melissa do not. She's a certified, licensed massage therapist.
See, my wife always, she says, go ahead and get yourself a massage. I said, well, and I don't want to get salacious on the radio, but when you got someone rubbing on you, it's like, okay, I'm turning over now.
and see, that's the problem with us. Yeah. As black people, we look at it as sexual.
Yeah, yeah.
When really it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
Because massaging, what it does, it brings elasticity to your muscles. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us don't stretch. We don't do what's necessary to stretch. Yeah. And really that brings longevity to your life when you bring elasticity into your workout and into your life. Mm-hmm. That's important. Mm-hmm.
Now, how often should someone get a massage?
At least once a month.
Once a month? Okay. Okay. Now, I drink a lot of tea. I love tea. It helps me relax. It kind of brings my spirit to a particular level. Talk a little bit about herbs and teas and if you're incorporating that into your program.
Teas are really good. I encourage a black tea. People who drink a lot of coffee, mm-hmm. I suggest rather than coffee, have black tea or green tea. Mm-hmm. It gives you the energy that you need to keep going throughout your day, but it takes away that caffeine edge that people are used to. But your main drink should be water. You'd be surprised how much energy you can get just from an 8-ounce glass.
Absolutely.
Of water. Mm-hmm. You need at least half your body weight in ounces of water a day.
Okay.
Your drink of choice.
Well, I certainly appreciate you coming by and talking with us. If folks want to reach out to you, how can they do that?
You can email us at ZionFitness@yahoo.com. We are on Facebook and under Zion Fitness PT.
Now, I saw one of the videos where you're doing this thing with the rope. What is that about?
Well, that is basically another exercise to help build your shoulders and your arms. It's based on time.
Oh, okay.
Majority of the time, that's done for people who are in sports-specific stuff.
Okay.
Where they need that fast twitch muscle. But it's also good for those who are not in sports-specific.
Well, I thought they were doing double dutch. I was like,
just kidding.
Well, listen, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I certainly appreciate it.
Praise God.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I'd like to again thank Minister Robert Robinson and his daughter Alyssa Robinson for joining me to talk about health and fitness. If you'd like more information about Zion Fitness, email them at zionfitness@yahoo.com or look them up on Facebook under Zion Fitness PT. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Today's show is also available on our Praise Charlotte website. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.